It's time for the Anaheim Ducks pregame show.
Up the ice with a calm shot, score!
What a hit by the Butcher!
Live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for Ducks hockey. Powered by TuneIn, here's Alexis Downey.
Back at the pond tonight for Game 6 as the Anaheim Ducks look to close out their first round series with the Edmonton Oilers. The Ducks are holding a 3-2 lead, and they're going to look to use that home ice to their advantage tonight against what we can expect to be another desperate Oilers team. Welcome into the pregame show on DuckStream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. We will be joined by our color analyst, Emerson Edom, here shortly. And then our play-by-play, Aaron Cooney, will join us as we get closer to puck drop on this Game 6 tonight. And this game is really in the hands of the Ducks. You have the home ice. It's a series clincher, and it's an opportunity to bounce back after what was a rough loss on Tuesday night. It's a best of seven series, of course, so this Ducks team wants to get it done on home ice tonight. It was a tough loss on Tuesday in Edmonton, 4-1, the final score, and really the worst game of the series for Anaheim. They gave up three goals in the first, a little over 10 minutes of the game. They have to have a better start tonight. That's something that has been emphasized from not only the players, but head coach Joel Quenneville, as we go to that in just a little bit. It's just a common theme coming into this game tonight. You want to have that energy early. And we know that they can play from behind, but this is not a case where they want to tonight. As for those three goals that were given up in that first game, Podkolzin, Hyman, and Dreisaitl, that last game on Tuesday, those were the three goal scorers in that game to get things going for Edmonton. We did see a change in the net for the Anaheim Ducks after that third goal. Lukáš Dostál went out after he made six saves on nine shots against. Ville Husso came in for the rest of the game, and he went 10-for-11, giving up just one goal, that second goal for Leon Draisaitl in that game, that one coming on the power play. The Ducks also had a power play goal in that game, their lone goal of the game. It was from Alex Killorn in the second period. And the Ducks' power play continues to stay hot as they are at 50% leading the postseason, seven goals on 14 opportunities. Mason McTavish had the assist on that one, setting up Alex Killorn. McTavish now has a three-game point streak, a goal and two assists, so gaining some confidence at the right time. The Ducks are going to need to take less penalties tonight as well, as Edmonton has gotten a power play goal in three straight games now. The Ducks' PK started so strong in this series, but has faltered just a little bit as of late. So as for that game on Tuesday, head coach Joel Quenneville sharing with us today that it was a lesson for this Ducks team, and they can expect another well-played game from the Oilers from the start in this game here tonight. So we'll see how that one shakes out. But we will see Lukáš Dostál get the start in net for Anaheim. He's going to come back in. And we know he's had some struggles in this postseason with a goals against average of just a little 4.32, so a little over four there. That's something that I'm sure is on his mind a little bit, coming back in after being out to rest the rest of that game on Tuesday. But having that refreshed mindset, you're back on home ice, you have a little bit of that advantage, could be a good change for Lukáš Dostál. As for the Oilers, they're coming into tonight having won three of their last five potential elimination games on the road. The last one was Game 5 of the 2024 Stanley Cup Final. You can expect them to probably not have too many adjustments into this game tonight, as they definitely had a game plan that they executed well on Tuesday. Leon Draisaitl, a big part of that. He's now leading the playoffs with 9 points. He has three goals and six assists. Jason Dickinson is once again a game-time decision for the Oil. He has 3 points in the three games that he's been a part of. And the Ducks are just going to have to play tighter defensively on the Oilers' top players tonight. I talked with John Carlson following morning skate a little bit more about that. John, going back to some of the factors that led to, I guess, what we saw from the Oilers.
Yeah, I mean, I think our starts haven't been the best since I've been here either, but it's certainly something we've talked about. I think there's a lot to kind of meld and figure out, whether that's, you know, trying to take some stuff from our gameplay later on in games, whether we're being a little more aggressive or too passive at the starts. And I just think you got to face the moment of each game. I think they were, you know, we kind of went in maybe trying to feel the game out a little bit too much, and they went in with one goal, and I think that that's something for us to learn from and certainly use tonight is, you know, meet that moment and be excited about it.
This was players had ever played in a game clinching or series clinching scenario. What was kind of the message to them, especially after that learning curve last game?
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be like. I mean, that's hockey. When your back's against the wall, there's different feelings, different pressures, and also you know, in some ways playing a little bit freer in a sense too. So like I said about meeting the moment, I think there's a lot to learn from that. There's a lot to you know, to stay on our toes a little bit more. I think when we don't get off to good starts, it's probably being a little bit too passive in ways, and you know, so I think kind of blending those things together to kind of come out with more our brand of hockey.
Change up the lines and the pairings last game. How does that help generate some energy within the group?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got a pretty good feel for it. If things aren't working, he doesn't like to stick with has different ways of doing that, and you know, so from a player's standpoint, I just worry about going on the ice and trying to help the team win.
How can you guys feed off the energy in Honda Center tonight?
I mean, that'll be fun for us. I think we've you know, they were great in games 3 and 4, and that's what we'll expect tonight, and looking forward to put a good product out there.
What you couldn't see from John Carlson at the end of that interview there was the big smile he got on his face when I asked him about playing at Honda Center and the energy that the crowd brings here. Let's bring in Emerson Edom now to chat more about what we just heard. Emmer, I mean, John talked about facing the moment in each game, and that's the mindset that you can use into a big game like this. So hearing that from a veteran, how much of an influence do you think he kind of has in a scenario like this when you have the opportunity to clinch a series?
He carries so much weight, Alexis, and his voice carries so much weight. And I wrote something down here because it's a quote that I have not heard really said this perfectly in this exact meeting the moment. He said it a couple of times in that great interview. And, well, he met the moment back in game 4. That's the game I'm going to just read as far as a big game for him, and it was the last Ducks win in this series. Of course, it was second game at home here, and how about this, AD? 2 assists and 2 shots on goal. He had 1 hit, 2 block shots, logged 25-46 of total on ice. Those are big-time numbers, and one of his assists was on the power play. So he's getting it done when it counts. He's just another guy that has ice in his veins. And I'm a fan of his game. I'm a fan of his personality off the ice. I think he's all business. But the one thing that you've heard it 1,000 times from me since his arrival here in Anaheim, his ability to keep plays alive, offensive zone blue line, it's been so huge for the Anaheim Ducks to really keep more possessions alive and do more with it. So he's done so many positive things since his arrival here. And this is an opportunity for him to create a game that we'll be looking back on for decades.
One of the things I always think about with John Carlson is how, you know, especially in games like this, when you don't have your captain, Radko Gudas, who's speaking with the officials after the whistle blows. Usually you do see a guy like John Carlson trying to, you know, whether it's with the officials or with some of the guys on the ice. I really like that type of leadership that he brings. Also, of course, being a veteran in this league for so long, I feel like that's kind of where that comes from.
Goods is our captain. We all know him, referred to as the Butcher, so on and so forth, but he's our captain here in Orange Country. With that said, we all know that John Carlson is captain material, right? So that's well said by you, and that's the little kicker that I had to add to that.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us here, Emmer. We'll hear from you a little bit later on. We're going to step aside on our pregame show. Ducks taking on the Oilers. Warm-ups are coming up here shortly. Join us after this commercial break.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
After 10 years, Mana returns to Anaheim. Two nights full of music, love, and rock and roll. Mana, Vivir's United Tour at the Honda Center. Brand new production, all the hits, all the energy and passion of Mana live on stage. Honda Center, June 5th and 6th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel.
Hey, Ducks fans! Smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. Driving is kind of like hockey. Follow too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't rely on luck. They rely on great coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a slapshot your way, you'll have reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
Some stare at the horizon, others chase it. Introducing Shyin, a Western fashion brand for women raised on wide open spaces, rushing wind, and a steady heartbeat. Guided by a timeless country spirit, Shyin offers Western wear and fashion pieces with a curated collection of performance boots and clothing fit for your next adventure. Shyin, available at Boot Barn stores nationwide and at Shyin.com. Shyin, raised this way.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Game show. Ducks on the ice now, and so are the Oilers as warm-ups are beginning here at Honda Center ahead of Game 6. And now we get to hear from both of the head coaches, and we're going to start with Edmonton's head coach, Chris Knobloch.
You guys have been familiar in this spot a lot the last couple of years. Just what is it about this team, and what is kind of like the mentality going into a game like this where it's a must-win, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of pressure on you?
Yeah, it's a high-pressure game. That it is a elimination game, but we've been in these before, and games that are even more high-pressure. And you know, the calm and the easiness of our players is pretty remarkable. That it's just as if it's another game. Obviously, it's not. There's a lot riding on it, but you know, there's a lot of confidence. They feel good, and they know what they have to do.
How do you think your group reacted to being in the situation they were in, probably a lot sooner in the playoffs than they would have preferred? Like, this got real really fast for the group.
I did, absolutely. And yeah, we weren't playing our best hockey at the start of the series, and other factors that attribute to this. But yeah, no, it's not something we thought we'd be in. You know, definitely going into the series, it's definitely something we should have known that it would. Just because Anaheim is a good team, they've got a lot of good players, and yes, it's their first time here with this group, but you know, they've got a lot of good threats. They're a good team, and they're putting us to the brink of elimination, and obviously we always want to extend this as long as we can and bring this back to Edmonton.
Are you seeing signs that it's building in the right direction for your group, though? And last game obviously was a lot better, but just in the big picture, if you like the direction it's been shifted for your play?
There's always things that... The fact that we won by 3 the other night, obviously that feels good, but there's certainly things that... every game's been different, whether it's been special teams being a factor, power play, penalty kill, 5-on-5 play, scoring. Just the fact that we, you know, we won 4-1, we liked a lot of things about it, but we also know that that game plan is going to change a little bit. Them being, having the home ice, they control the matchups, and just, as always, there's just always different factors throughout a game.
Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch this morning, and now it is time to hear from Anaheim Ducks head coach Joel Quenneville, who also spoke with the media.
For those of us that don't know Lucas Dostal that well, Well, I think that, you know, you get to watch a game. I think that, hey, you get a little rest out of it as well. You know, he's a pretty smart kid, and everybody loves the way he competes, and he's a great teammate, and I'm sure he's excited about the challenge as well.
Joel, is tonight maybe about adopting a game seven mentality at the start, even though it isn't game seven?
Well, I think as you go along in the series, I think every game kind of you can get your team excited by thinking that, hey, we got to win this game, and it's the most important game of the year. And they just keep growing in their importance. And, you know, I think everybody handles it differently. And I think that at the same time as a team being in it last game was, you know, going through it, I think we got a good a lesson in knowing that we expect our opponent to be more than ready, and so let's meet that head on.
It feels like your team has only really played the first period of game one, and then obviously the first period of last night. Do you share that, and does that make you feel that your overall game is still
there? I find that in a series, we think that there's always one game you're sitting there, you know, you just weren't great in the game, or you can be better. Last game might have been that game. But at the same time, you know, we've been in every game almost all year, even when we got a couple you throw in a garbage can over the regular season. But for the most part, we're competitive. But I think you got to go to the next level and not just say we're competitive to start the game.
You give up the first goal in all these games here. Is there a common denominator in the way you're starting games? Something you want to get out of your game early, or what are you seeing?
Well, we definitely see that we're chasing the game a lot of times, almost all year long. That's been a sore spot all year, and you know how we go about it, what we say, what we do. You know, I just think that we don't get fazed by whatever starts our way. I know that we've had some great starts, and sometimes we've given the lead away when we've had good starts too. So it's like I think we're playing the game, playing the score. And the one part about is keeping the puck out of our net is something that, whether it's early or late, we got to be better at. And, you know, I think there's a lot of good in between the pucks that we do let in. I think we can be learning from them as we go into playoffs as well. And there's some areas where I think we have improved defensively, but we still need to get better.
From those early goals, is it a situation where you feel like you need a save, or that the defense is doing a better job of putting those opportunities? What are you kind of seeing in that thing?
I think we're all in it together. And I think everybody should absorb some responsibility. And, you know, it's not, it's a different group almost every night who's out there. You know, just be comfortable being out there and want to be out there and initiate more than just respond to what's going on in the game.
With that group, was there any consideration to roster cases? Is Ross ready to go, for example, to maybe give a boost to some of these guys?
Ross could play. When I say that, I don't expect him to play tonight, but he's capable of playing. I think all year we've been good at home. We've been all right on the road, and that's kind of been the way this series has gone. You know, home crowd's been really good all year long. A lot of enthusiasm. There's something to feed off of that as well. But expect a loud building tonight and a fun place to be.
That building is already filling up as fans are lining up all along the glass during the Ducks warm-ups right now, taking on the Edmonton Oilers for Game 6 tonight. We're going to take a break here on our pregame coverage. We will be right back.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are honored to help our community. When we learned about a local firefighter in need, we were proud to come to the rescue.
Last year, it was my family standing in that smoke when the Eden Fire took our home and car. The helpful SoCal Honda dealer showed up with a brand new vehicle for me and my wife.
We helped a firefighter with a new Honda, and we can help you too during the Honda Spring event. Get 0.99% APR on a 2026 Prologue at your SoCal Honda.
Financing details, financing on credit approval, offer ends 4/30/26.
Enhance your game day experience with the Honda Center and Ducks mobile app. Make your visits to Honda Center seamless with ticket management, mobile food and drink ordering, interactive arena maps, and exclusive fan loyalty rewards. Stay connected to the Ducks with real-time game updates, video highlights, breaking news, stats, and more. Download the Honda Center Ducks app free in your app store now.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in. Deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit USPS.com/groundadvantage to learn more. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Invite all your favorite people to the next. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserve parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
The Oilers at Honda Center tonight for Game 6. And, of course, in that Ducks lineup, Cutter Gauthier. He leads the team with hits right now, 21 of them in this postseason. He also has 5 points with 3 of those as goals, which is tied for the team lead. And after leading the Ducks in shots in the regular season, he is now second to Leo Carlson in the playoffs, something that I talked a little bit with him about, wanting to bring more of that shot-first mentality tonight. So here's my conversation with him this morning. Cutter, going back to that last game, the way that the game started and played out, what were some of your takeaways, especially after playing in a series-clinching game like that?
Yeah. You knew they were going to have that desperation mode. Their season's on the line, and they came out swinging. So we didn't have, the start to match that, and we know what to expect going into tonight. We have to have that, that same desperation and the compete level that they had at the start of the game.
How have you been managing the emotions and the highs and lows of this series so far?
Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard thing to do. It's a very emotional game. It's very high pressure situations in front of lots of crazy fans, and it's hard to stay even keel sometimes. But I've been in a handful of, one game elimination games where I've been in kind of the highs and lows of it. And you just got to sit there, take it all in, and kind of like you said, just, take deep breaths and just enjoy it.
You talked about after game one, you were really honing in on your physical side of the game and then going back to your shot style game. But in terms of the physical side, have you been having fun with that side of it? 21 hits for you?
Yeah, I think I lead the team in hits right now, which doesn't happen too often. But it's a physical sport. It's a physical game. And especially in the playoffs, anytime you can get a bump on a guy, and the longer and longer you do it over the course of the series, it's not going to feel so good. So we're trying to wear them down. We're trying to beat them up, for games like this tonight.
What do you want to bring to this game tonight?
A couple goals. Just got to shoot the puck more. Last game, didn't get enough shots like I normally do, and try to get my shots on net and try to create some chaos.
Talking about the home ice advantage, how can that factor into this game?
Yeah, huge. The fans play, a big part in every single game, and when they're on their side and they're yelling and screaming, it gives you just a little bit extra life to get the ball rolling and get some more shots and make a big hit or make a big stop. So it's exciting, and we're excited for tonight.
We would also like to see Cutter Gauthier get a few, which is a little bit later as it has been in the playoffs because of the national television broadcast. But that means you get a little bit longer with us here on the pregame show. We're going to take a break here on our pregame coverage. Join us when we come back as Aaron and Emerson will chat with us to get you set for puck drop.
This December, we'll bring something amazing
A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Hey, Ducks fans! If you're looking for your next apartment home, scoring your dream apartment has never been easier. With over 165 communities throughout Orange County, the Inland Empire, Ventura, and L.A., Western National Property Management and the Anaheim Ducks have you covered. DucksLiving.com, our new platform for finding your...
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Oh, really? That's great.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
I can't have any more? Why not?
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Thinking about starting weight loss treatment? GoodRx is here to help. We offer FDA-approved GLP-1 medications prescribed by licensed providers, including the Wegovy tablet, with straightforward pricing and pickup at your local pharmacy or delivery to your door. All from America's number one prescription app. Go to GoodRx.com/weightloss to get started. GoodRx is not insurance. Cancel anytime. Number one prescription app ranked by a third-party study.
Favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit Honda Center.
Pre-game coverage ahead of Game 6 at Honda Center tonight. The Ducks are certainly happy to be back at home and have the opportunity to clinch the series tonight. Let's welcome Emerson back and welcome in for the first time Aaron Cooney. Aaron, let's just jump into things. And with the Ducks, the last game, we didn't like the start that they had. And really, actually, Coach Q expanded even further back to Game 4 as well. What do you want to see from this Ducks team from the start tonight?
I think I want to see this team play with the urgency we saw in the final 40 minutes of play in Game number 5. They outshot Edmonton 24-8. And it'll come down to, it's so cliche to talk about that first goal, but they've given up that first goal in every single game in this series. And while we know they can come back, we saw that Edmonton squad play a very disciplined, shut down, simple game once they were up. They got to the second period. The Ducks got a little life with the power play goal from Alex to draw within two, but they answered by Edmonton, and it was just, okay, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. We're going to play defensive hockey, red line down. We're going to make you bring it 200 feet. Try to come through all five guys and try to score. It's just, you need to have, it's not going to work against a veteran team like this that's playing in their 13th elimination game over the last 5 years. They know how to close these things out. They know what this is going to be. You're going to need that intensity that we saw and the urgency at the end of the hockey game in Game 5, the second and third period. That needs to be brought from puck drop against a team that has been there plenty of times before when the stakes are this high.
Yeah, that veteran experience really shining through last game for the Oilers and the way they were able to stick with it in that one, and the Ducks trying to come from behind but not quite able to overall in that one, of course. But now that brings us to Game 6 tonight, and the starter for the Ducks, as we mentioned earlier, Lukáš Tostál in the net. He comes back in after leaving that first period last game. Ville Husso comes in as relief for him. Emerson, what do you make of this decision for Lukáš Tostál to once again get the start tonight?
Well, Alexis, Lukáš Tostál, the Dostwall, right? He's the guy. Mm-hmm. He's the guy. I'll keep it short and sweet. He's the number one. And I was talking to Aaron before we hopped on air here, and I turned to him and I said, you know what, when the good guys needed a great performance out of Ville Husso it just seems like each and every time they've gotten a great performance out of them. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the starts, of course, have been on back-to-backs, right? There have been just tough scenarios where he is just come in and look very good. But the Dost Wall is the number one. This team really thrives in front of him when he's on his A game, and it's the right choice in my opinion.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you, and it shows the vote of confidence towards him that the staff decided to go back to him for this game tonight.
And kind of piggybacking on my last point, Knoblaw went back with Ingram last game. Look how that panned out. So, and that was a high-risk, high-reward move just because Jari looks so good there in his game. And so it worked out for Knoblaw. Let's hope it works out in what should be a do-or-die mentality here for the Anaheim Ducks. Of course, they got a little bit more wiggle room here. It's do-or-die for the Oil, but certainly the Ducks need to play do-or-die hockey.
Yeah, that's a great point, Emerson. And we saw just how well Connor Ingram bounced back after not playing in that previous game for the Oilers. Aaron, when you look at this Ducks lineup, we knew there wasn't going to be many changes or anything like that coming into this game tonight based on what we saw at Morning Skate. So which line are you looking to generate?
You need your best players to be your best players. And for me, it's the top line. We're looking at Leo Carlson, Troy Terry, and Cutter Gauthier. And this is not to say they're not playing well in this series, especially in terms of their production. But the last two games, Troy Terry, scoreless, one assist for Leo Carlson, even though he's third in the league in shots on goal. Cutter Gauthier, now he's found the back of the net, goal and assist, but those are coming on the power play. I'm looking at 5-on-5 scoring is where you're going to have to be, because we know how good both of these clubs are. It's going to be those 5-on-5 play. We're going to need to generate offense and opportunities, and this is where the big guys come up when they are expected to in these big moments. And I would expect to see that top line make an impact in a game like this in game number 6 and a chance to close out Edmonton on home ice.
Yeah, all eyes on that top line for this Ducks team tonight. We even heard Cutter Gauthier talking about how he didn't have enough shots last game. He wants more of that. Can imagine this team's going to come out really hungry, and we'll see what they're able to bring here. Emerson, as we turn our attention to the Oilers tonight, obviously with what we saw in the last game for them executing their game plan well, but they're facing a lot of pressure tonight, and you can expect another good start. But what other parts of their game do they kind of lean into with their play as they've kind of adjusted some of the details throughout the series?
Well, first and foremost, if and when the good guys get off to a hot start, it's one of those situations where the Oil know their backs are against the wall, right? So if you can get two early on, and that's being super greedy, but that's just how I'm feeling, Alexis. I'm feeling super greedy here for this game 6. If they can pop one early, possibly get two, I anticipate the Oil shutting down just because now the pressure is really on. They know that they couldn't close out the past two playoffs when they were so, so close. So I think it's going to be a mental game when it comes to that. But to specifically answer your question, what can we expect from them? Their top guys being dominant, right? They needed their top guys to push through last game, and they received some big-time performances. Leon Draisaitl, two tuck performance, and both of them very pretty. How about Park Holzen, right? Maybe not necessarily looked at as a superstar on that squad, but he's been all over the ice. And then going back to the superstars, you can classify Hyman in that category. He's a big-time goal scorer. He tucked one. Nugent Hopkins, the Nuge, he had a great game. And McDavid, a two-apple performance. How about those hands, right, en route to that dish to Draisaitl there, far side dot lane. So that was a pretty play. And look, they're going to be looking to have the start that they had last game and really Ducks in their defensive end, which can't happen. It's got to be the Anaheim Ducks being the ones dictating the pace of play, and that's got to happen right from opening puck drop.
It couldn't be a better opportunity for this Ducks team to clinch their first round series, move on, and they can do it in front of their home fans here tonight. Thank you, guys, and we'll get to hear from you after this commercial break. Aaron Cooney and Emerson Needham will have the call tonight of Game 6 here at Honda Center. Thank you for tuning in to the pregame show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.